travel. We are in the midst of our Wahoo Week, first day of our Wahoo Week coverage. Tim Alcord in Goodyear, Arizona, where the Cleveland Indians are. Now, when you're young and you're little and you want to grow up to be a baseball player, you think that could be your job. But not everybody's going to be a baseball player. You have some other jobs that you have to do. And that's why we've got with us our job genius, Chad Grude, who joins us from Express Employment Professionals every Monday to talk about what's the job market like in Lorain County and how he can maybe help you get the skills that you need to become employed. And good morning, Chad. Good morning. Appreciate your time.
Yes, good morning, Bruce and Craig.
So let's talk a little bit about the questions people will ask. Employers ask, where are the employees and the people who are out of work? Where are the jobs? I mean, it seems like those are the two things that can fit together. Why is there such a disconnect in something like that?
Exactly, exactly. The reality is that the labor force participation rate percentage, which is the number of adults who have a job or are looking for a job, has declined to a 34-year low. And that's statistics brought on by the Labor Department. And the true tragedy, and it shines light on the growing damage to workers, families, and communities, and as a result to our country. So the impact, I believe, has been underestimated.
You know, you've mentioned that figure, a 34-year low. How can that be? In that, we know there are some jobs out there.
And that is correct. There's millions of jobs out there. In Lorain County, several hundred, even thousands of jobs out there. But the workforce has concluded that it's better not working than working.
But we're all about getting people to work, mm-hmm. which I think would be better for the economy overall.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the frustrating part is that there's a skills gap, hard and soft, between what the job seekers possess and what the employers need. And many individuals are trapped in taxpayer-funded social safety nets. And so there's that, do I go to work or do I not go to work mentality out there? And that's a challenge that we're facing right now.
What's your, I guess, thoughts? What should they be doing? What should they be thinking? What should they, should they be acting at this time?
Well, I believe that local governments, businesses, schools, and workers all have a role in playing in reversing this alarming trend.
You know, this is one of those things with a new president coming, being elected. A lot of it has to do with confidence. I mean, it's sort of an intangible, but yet it's something so that somebody feels like they want to hire somebody, or they feel like this is the job for them. It seems that it's more emotional sometimes than actually some sort of intellectual part of it.
And you're correct. A lot of the challenge is getting away from that feeling or that emotional side and going to do what do I need to do here, and put the feelings and emotions aside and have a consistent, steady pathway in doing something that could lead into bigger opportunities.
What are some of the things then that you do with Express Employment Professionals that kind of builds that confidence in the employer and in the employee so that we can make these matches and that people can actually get back to work?
Sure. One of the things we do when we hire individuals into Express Employment Professionals, we spend time with them in an orientation and give each individual an opportunity to talk about their story, their challenges of employment, maybe some of their situations that keep them from being employed. And then we work with them to develop those soft skills and give them some direction and some hard skills avenues to maybe get, education or training in CNC machining or Office, like Microsoft Office. So we give them direction on certain things, but we do a lot of time helping them manage those soft skills and what prevents a lot of individuals from holding on to a job and moving forward in their career.
In that process, I would imagine you get to know these people a lot better. Maybe somebody comes in where they've done a certain line of work so far in their lives. But then their eyes are open because you can show them other opportunities and maybe something they'd really enjoy.
Absolutely. I guess our bottom goal is to help an individual find their passion and where they have a purpose. So it's identifying how to fit them into a role that they're motivated to do that maybe they didn't think they could do, and to build that confidence like you were talking about.
Well, let's talk about maybe some of the openings that are available, jobs that you see that are out there that you're looking to fill.
Sure. There's several opportunities in customer service. We have customer service opportunities, forklift positions. There's a lot of companies, as distribution starts picking up, moving product out the door, forklift opportunities. Quality is a position that a lot of companies are looking for, bringing individuals into a quality role. But at the end of the day, it's really the soft skills and a culture fit that determine the success of an individual in an organization. So at Express Employment Professionals, you know, we try to do that match between the culture fit and soft skills and the actual hard skills to perform the job.
If people want to find out more about some of those positions as well as what you do for Express Employment Professionals and how maybe they can be a part of that Job Genius program that we featured a little bit last week, where's a good place for them to start?
Sure. Call us at 440-723-2882 or visit us at www.expresspros.com/LorraineOH or stop by at 992 Abbey Road North in Elyria.
Chad Grude with Express Employment Professionals. Thanks for stopping in again and sharing some of the work that you do and helping to make people a job genius. And just as a note, job seekers, you have an extra day today. You've been given on the calendar an extra day to go look for a job. So if you're saying, I don't have time or I'm not able to, you have an extra day.
You're all about this extra day, but tomorrow's the first. Tomorrow's Tuesday. We don't have two Mondays here.
Well, it's a leap day, though. It's an extra day that wasn't here last year.
Right. Sure. Okay.
And happy birthday, by the way, to all you leap babies.